You know how, like, on Sundays, you feel like, wow, I really did it on Saturday?
That's how you feel today. That's how I feel.
I feel today. Excuse me. I feel that way today as well. So I feel like I'm having two Sundays in a row.
Are you a little verklempt?
What does that mean? My people don't speak that.
It's a made-up word.
Is it? It's not even a real word?
As far as I know.
You've never talked about it in tribal council or anything? Over the fire?
In what?
Tribal council over the fire, you know?
from a different kind of tribe.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Guys, I don't know. It's the kind of thing my grandmother would
you
say.
You guys aren't against fire, are you?
No, fire's cool. You just can't mix it with meat and dairy.
Oh, right. Yeah. Of course. So you'd have two fires.
Exactly.
See, I get it. It's just like the two refrigerators.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
I'm like, actually, this whole weekend was pretty insane for me because I also did Leisure Suite on Saturday.
Oh,
and
you know
I
what?
Also DJed on Thursday. So
I
like,
should have went.
I haven't, like, it was pretty crazy because it was a Derby girls party.
You know, that's why I didn't go. I walked by there.
And it was this crazy patch.
And I just saw a bunch of drunk, angry girls.
Yeah.
Who looked
that's
like...
what I do. That's what I do on the second and final Saturday.
I got to remember that.
I go to a bar downtown and I play the same fucking 80s songs for the same drunk people. That's it. I work at a bar. I'm not a DJ. I work at a bar. No, I'm kidding. It's always fun.
Rough trade chicks.
Yeah.
And when you joke with them...
I stay up in the booth, man.
Yeah, you should stay up there.
Because
I joke with them.
I had to pee so bad at the end of that party, but I knew that if I went down there, I might never come back.
No, it's true.
It's so much work just to move 5 feet in that place.
See, I walk around always thinking I'm just like reeking of homosexuality, and I guess I don't sometimes. And so in a situation like when I make a comment to a girl like that at a place like that, they just give me the dirtiest look. Like
they think you're hitting on them?
Yeah, like I'm some scum bucket who wants to just... that's all about penetration in the moment, you know, which is accurate, but not with that as the recipient. So
I know what you mean about exuding gayness, too, because sometimes I leave the show and I'm like, God, I have gay all over me.
I never get all over you during the show. You mean I exude it that much?
It's yeah, like, no, I mean your aura.
It's like eating garlic or something. So you just ate some Gaelic.
Oh, we're off to a great start.
We are. Let's talk about the show yesterday. So
I DJed Thursday.
Sure,
I DJed
people...
Saturday, and then I co-hosted.
And I made you
benefit.
Work on Sunday.
And I did the sound on Sunday. And
thank you, by the way.
It was my pleasure. And like the first time, the music was so awesome. Each band, like, it's so clear. And you picked. What's so funny is you picked them all for different reasons. You know, like some bands were clearly picked because they had a certain musical quality to them, and then there are other bands where it's like. They're just very,
you know
what's
was?
So great about them is their creativity or like Monk Turner's storytelling. It's like awesome.
You know what? Part of it is what is I'm in the back of my mind I'm realizing right now is I kind of like the opportunity to force these bands to do their music that they know, but in a different way.
Yeah.
And one of the great examples, of course, was Monk Turner.
And Cute Phase got a lot out of
that's
it,
why I, th-
too,
I
yeah.
think Cute Phase was really kind of the one that really surprised me most. I'm so glad I ended with them.
Way.
I'm so glad I ended with them because it was super melancholy and bittersweet. And
not at all what I expected because I, having listened to their CD, I thought that we were going to end it on this very high energy, you know, beat oriented thing. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe that's not really the right way to end this kind
of
show.
No, that's just like before. How I'm thinking of is ending more on the bring it down a little bit.
But it completely threw me for a loop because it was really intimate and really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is bizarre. I'm happy with all of it last night. I'm not happy with the setup. The setup gets so junky. Those tables collide together.
I mean, again, that's not a music venue. We're turning it into a music venue for the night. So it's going to be a growing process.
Right.
I think we're going to figure out the best way to do it eventually.
But you know, the one thing I didn't get a chance to do last night. I had the idea to go in one of my brain cells and out the other. But I want to thank all the people from Kill Radio who helped because there was a lot of people who, you know, stayed after the meeting who helped me set up.
Yeah.
And I don't remember everyone's names, but it was – what are the two guys' names from Network 23?
Ramon and Sam, yeah.
Which I had seen them before, but I never met them. And one time, I think it was a couple weeks ago, I was hearing a rebroadcast of their show. And they were totally promoting this event, which I thought was great.
When I walked in, because I interviewed a band yesterday at 4 o'clock, and that's right at the end of their show. I walked in, and that's exactly what they were doing.
Which
they were talking about the Hear Hear benefit and all who else going to be there. And
it's not about me, and it's not about you. But it's funny because there's so many DJs here that I don't totally know really well.
Yeah.
And I just love that they did it, and that we moved our meeting to coincide with that. And so I wanted to thank them, and they really helped me moving furniture around, and also of course John Daly and. Is it
Joanne was there, and
they both helped with the door, which is like really important.
Jim Markunis and Mark helped. I mean, those are all new, brand new members.
Uh-huh. And then of course, I don't know whether to call him DJ or VJ Chicken Leather, because he was more in a video capacity last night.
and Veronica was manning the
Veronica
the
does
merch
great.
Booth,
yeah,
she and I manning the merch booth.
Yeah. She and I work together. That's one thing I love. We've come up with a great system where we handle the sales for the bands and we just hand them an envelope at the end.
Yeah.
They get some cash,
well,
you know.
Well, we should probably move on to music, but
let's just talk more about my life, because my life was all yesterday and there's nothing else going on.
Well, after we'll play some songs and we'll talk about your life.
Okay, why don't you go first?
But if I could get the final word, no, I'm saying. Actually, now that I think about it, the best thing about these fundraisers, the Hear Hear fundraisers, I mean, of course, they bring in some cash for Kill Radio, but the coolest thing is, like, and I touched upon this last night when I was screwing around on the microphone, but it's unlike any other band night, because what we're really doing is like, oh, this band's pretty cool. Well, let's put them on in this cafe and tell them to bring some friends. You know what I mean? No contracts, no attendance expectations or pay for play or anything like that. It's sort of like, you make music, we like music, can you make your music in front of people? And then, you know, that will help the
in
station.
In a very intimate environment.
Yeah. It's just, I just like how there's no bullshit involved. And we're not trying to really, like, I mean, yeah, we're trying to raise money for Kill Radio, but we're not trying to make money.
It's really
for
surprising
you know
when
I mean?
You think about it, because this whole show is totally about bullshit. And for some reason, it doesn't show up there at all. I don't understand that. But before they find out about the bullshit of the show, maybe we should go to music.
Okay. So I have some more music, this time from our friends at Creativity and Music. This is an artist by the name of Christy Martel. You can check out ChristyMartel.com. That's KristyMartel. And this is a few tracks from the album Raven Girl. So check it out. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Always leaving, oh, wasn't me. May I whisper the ocean. Bored, sleepy eyed, because of my night work, never wanting to leave each other's arms. Every time I see you, it's harder to leave you. But we both know I'm good at leaving, moving, starting new. Crazy that out of 2 hour years, we've only spent 1 month together, spread throughout those years, spreading our love thin between lovers and each other.
We're back on Hear Hear on killradio.org. This is Kill Radio's all submission, only submission show. Submit, we play.
Yeah, we are so...
Submit, one of us. That was...
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
That was Christy Martell. That was...
That was nice.
Pretty. And that was pretty pretty. It was good. I like the artwork on the
CD.
Dude,
the artwork
well.
Makes me want to get stoned right now.
So check out Creativity and Music, creativityandmusic.com.
Yeah.
That's, I guess, the promo company. They send us a lot of cool stuff. And check out christymartell.com, K-R-I-S-T-I-M-A-R-T-E-L. Word. Yeah. So, Mark, you're punishing me for my bad co-hosting last night at the benefit.
Oh, my God. You started off so crazy. And then Mark Turner started picking up where you left.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, I'm around... Total tards tonight.
I was just tired. I did leisure suite the night before, and it was like, I can't be on the ball. Like,
I don't know how I was doing it. I self-medicated with that matcha tea stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I had a latte with soy milk, and then I had a matcha tea by itself, and then later on I had an ice matcha. So I was inundated with antioxidants.
Well,
if you don't
good.
Know what matcha is, M-A-T-C-H-A.
But I like oxidants. I don't know why everyone's so anti.
That actually, I don't know if you knew that we're nonprofit, non-commercial, anti-corporate radio, and antioxidant radio.
That's good.
Yeah.
And something about free radicals, which I think is a great name for a band. You always see the antioxidant free, yeah, and something about free
fighting
radicals.
Fighting against free radicals. We're supposed to be against free radicals, right?
Yeah. The free radicals. We're free radicals. Thank you, or, Boise.
Or free radical. Just one. We're just one of them.
Well, why don't you play some music?
Yeah.
That's what we're good at.
Yeah, that's what we're really good at.
MySpace.com/hearhear, H-E-A-R underscore H-E-R-E. If you want to know how you can submit music, get airplay on killradio.org. My phone's ringing.
Yeah, just go check it out. I don't know if you noticed, I switched up the layout of the MySpace page so that it was easier to find how to submit. I moved it to the other side. Did you notice?
No.
No? Did you see the slideshow, by the way, from last month?
No.
I made a slideshow. You need to check out our MySpace page more
often. Okay, I go there and I check messages, but I rarely look at the actual
page.
Page.
I don't know either.
That there will be changes.
I've done changes, yeah.
Okay, I'll take a look at
that. Let's go to Ireland now. This is an artist by the name of Isha. I don't know where in Ireland she's from, because I think her MySpace page just says Ireland, which it's like, for me, it's like, well, I'm from, I guess it's like me saying I'm from California. What does that mean?
I don't know. It's a pretty big state.
It's a pretty big state. Ireland's a pretty big country.
But if you're not in California, it's really enough to say that.
Right.
Just like, you know.
It's just culturally about this state. Anyway, forget it. Don't get me started. We got two songs from Isha. Let's start off with this one. This is called Dark Love.
Don't you love people in the valley who are like, I'm from Valley Glen. You mean Van Nuys? No. It's next to Van Nuys. It's called Valley Village or Valley Glen.
Valley Village.
You know, there's all these like tiny little commonwealths. Uh-huh. And
I'm about to introduce a band that's about
just
to play.
Just say I'm from California.
Thanks. this is Isha's website is Isha.
Sorry.
Oh, God, is that you?
Yeah, my mistake. I'm still drunk from Thursday.
Oh, good.
Of last
week. Now I know how to react. Now I know how to fix this. But Isha's website is ishamusic.com. Let me spell that for you because it's not the English way of Isha. It's isemusic.com. And let's start off with this first track. It is Dark Love. You're listening here on killradio.org.
Finally, Mark.
John, shut up.
Love.
Hear, hear.
On killradio.org.
That was, again, Isha from Ireland. She submitted those two great tracks to us. Thank you so much. Isha Music, that's I, S as in Sam, E as in Edward, music.com is her website. We heard that last track was Two Worlds. Before that, we heard Dark Love. And we are back.
So, yeah.
John, you look like you're contemplating which form of suicide would be the most fun and least painful.
You want to know the truth? I was thinking about a conversation that I had over the weekend. And
I didn't talk to you this weekend.
It wasn't with you.
Oh. You don't think about me over the weekend?
I try not to.
So you try not to, but you do.
You know how recently there was this thing with the Iranians and the British?
Yeah.
And they took the hostages and they let them go. And there was all this thing about, were they in Iraqi water? Were they in Iranian water? Et cetera, et cetera. And it just occurred to me the other day that why is it illegal for Iran to take hostages out of Iraqi water when the hostages don't have legal standing to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the British are part of an illegal invasion of Iraq. So the Iranians going into Iraq and extracting the British, like, why is that a crime?
Right.
If you look at it reverse, like, if China invaded the United States and Sweden came into U.S. territory and took some Chinese hostages who were in the process of invading the United States, would there be an international outcry at how, you know, unfair that is to China?
Everyone would be laughing to see Sweden try to take on China, though. That'd be hilarious.
Totally. Good luck,
Sweden. Bet you the boats are really nice and clean and white and spotless.
Yeah. And I bet they have...
And they wear gloves when they shoot. White gloves. I don't know why I'm thinking this. This is just coming out right now. I can't control myself.
I'm trying to think if I can come up with a clever ABBA reference, but I can't.
There's more going on in Sweden than ABBA, by the way.
I know.
ABBA, tomato, tomato. Whatevs.
Anyway, because I saw something on the news recently about like what an international travesty this was.
The international travesty.
Right, and everything like that. And, you know, I'm not here to defend Iran or
hostage-taking
or anything like that.
But come on.
If the British are in the process of, you know, participating in an illegal invasion, someone who comes from another country to irritate them, that shouldn't really be a crime.
Right. I mean, the funny thing, too, is they're going to have, what, like one bomb at some point up against we have like over 1,500 bombs, right?
All I'm saying is it's a crime only because it's happening to us as opposed to by us.
Well, you know, always the biggest bullies.
By us, I mean the Western.
The biggest bullies are always the biggest victims. It's the same personality, just flipped. So
you're calling my mother a bully?
It's not about your mom right now. I'm just saying in terms of the United States, in terms of some other countries I can think of.
Micronesia?
No, they don't cause problems.
I have it out for Micronesia. Yeah, they're part of the coalition of the willing. Unacceptable. I think we should bomb the hell out of them.
Well, then we shouldn't also, you should need to stop
and
saying.
And they never send us music.
Well, I was just going to say, you need to stop asking them to, if you're going to like ask them to send them music, punish them for not doing it, and then also be mad at them for being a part of the coalition of the willing.
Saying it here on international internet radio, Micronesia, if you want to avoid getting bombed and having an interim government put in
by John,
then you better stop by
an angry
music.
This angry atheist is going to bomb your ass with dirt clods.
It's going to be in the headlines of the LA Times tomorrow. Hirschfeld, puts forward fatwa against Micronesia.
You wouldn't use fatwa, would you? Isn't there kind of a Hebrew word you would use? That you people would use for religious killing? But, of course, righteous and justified in the eyes of God.
It's a shanda. I don't know. Why don't we go back to music?
Yeah, let's save ourselves now.
Phone's ringing off the hook. I have for you a band, ironically, called Thailand. Not far from Micronesia.
Thailand Motorcade?
Motorcade is actually the name of the album. The band is called Thailand. And they sent us a postcard, which I thought was cool. And
I like the album art.
MySpace.com/WelcomeToThailand is the MySpace address for them. They're a band called Thailand from here in Los Angeles.
I was going to say, look at this photo. This looks like Silver Lake. Look at that.
Yes, Silver Lake at night. And I'm going to play a couple tracks from their album Motorcade. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. where we will solve all the world's problems.
Or at least bring them up and...
And let them float while we
fester.
Play people's music.
Yeah.
Check it out. You're here on killradio.org. That was a band called Thailand. I really like that. I'm going to take this CD home, and I'm going to play it.
Wow, that sounds scandalous.
Yeah, well, first I'm going to shave my entire body, and then Vaseline all over my face.
So this is dream talk for me. You know, this is something I've been meditating on, hoping that I would instill that in your mind to have happen.
I'm going
to
grab an accordion, and I'm going to dance.
I'm going to be a home wrecker before there's even a home to wreck.
I'm kidding, of course. I like this. It had a little bit of Smiths, a little
part?
Pure, a little Joy Division, a lot of And they're local. I'm going to have to go see these guys play live.
Yeah, me too.
The band is Thailand. MySpace.com/welcome to Thailand. And you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Mark.
So I didn't know, but the second season of Weeds became available through the iTunes music store, so I downloaded it. Mm-hmm. I was actually downloading it all during the show yesterday while we were playing music and stuff. I was downloading it and stuff. And I watched it all last night. I watched the whole last season. I binged on it all last night.
I need to rent it.
I think you'd like it.
Because, I don't get Showtime.
Pretty intense. First season was really fun and cute and silly, and this is so dark, the second season.
Isn't it weird how all the shows on Showtime, just from what I can tell, not having the station but only seeing the commercials, it seems like all their shows are, like, really themed, like, really strictly themed, right? Like, there's a show that's just about gay guys, and a show just about lesbians, and a show just about weed and... You know,
well, we're starting to blur the lines a little bit with that, I think, with Showtime. But yeah, it's like it does seem very demographic based.
It's, you know, whatever works. I'm just, you know, if the show is just about Pop-Tarts, then maybe I'll.
I would love that show
because they're tasty. They're delicious.
Do you actually put them in the toaster, though?
It depends what mood I'm in, and what flavor it is.
Do you know how many times I've probably put Pop-Tarts in the toaster? Percentage-wise, of all the times I've eaten Pop-Tarts?
7%? Yeah.
Probably less.
Less than 7%?
Oh, yeah, 1%.
This is an extremely stimulating conversation. Tell me more.
This is a crazy show. This show is insane. It's like psychotic and sociopathic.
It's a shame that it's radio and not TV, because there's so many times during the show that I really want to say, just call the number on your screen.
No, that means they'd have to look at our faces. That means they'd have to really see how we're looking at each other.
We should do that. We should do infomercials that come on in the middle of the night, you know, between religious programming. Uh-huh. And it should be, you know, just call the number on your screen for information on how to submit to killradio.org and get played on Hear Hear. Bitches.
For Jesus. For Jesus. All right, let's go to music.
What do you got?
This is an artist out of Portland, Oregon. His name is Shake Speak.
Nice.
We got two songs. His MySpace page is myspace.com/ShakeSpeak. That's Shake and then Speak, but with an E on the end. So Shake, SPEAKE.
And that's Shake of the ice cream variety, not of the Arabian royalty.
Thank you.
Variety.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah.
Let's go to the first song. This is Sing Sing. You're listening to Shake Speak on Hear Hear, killradio.org.
Sing, sing, dear, sing a song to remember all that we loved and lost in a choice to get the things that you need. Can you sing, dear, sing a song that forgives me of all I've made in my choice where I can't help losing? Oh, people and the lives within. All these worlds glide under her face in the window. The rumors say you're kind and dumb. In fact, it's your skin. The rumors say. Save me in these factories, your skin. He's wrapped in blankets like a citizen. I pull them off and bury my head in his chest. I can see his heart, he agreed with me. I see him breathing. I watch him breathing.
You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org. Kill Radio's All Submission Show.
Sorry, John. That was Shakespeare, once again.
I don't speak Danish.
Train to New York. That was that last song we just heard. And then before that, we heard Sing Sing. He's out of Portland, Oregon. I'm going to assume it's a he. Let's just assume that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, technically, it is an assumption.
I guess.
He sounds like a guy, right?
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying, of course he is.
Right.
But, I mean...
Well, the assumption is that any of this is happening and that I'm not in a rubber room in a straitjacket imagining all this. And I guess that calls into question why I would conjure up
this
a gay co-host
yeah
in my imaginary world.
Right.
And why I would do a show on a nonprofit internet radio station in my imaginary world. And what does that all mean?
Of all the things she could have chose.
Like to fly, for example.
Or to me having really nice tits.
Or...
And blonde hair and... Oh, female.
Or being able to turn birds into cheeseburgers.
You don't eat cheeseburgers all the time, do you?
No.
You
but
more want
if
to turn
I
them
wanted
into pot.
One and I saw a bird...
Great visual, though.
Like snap.
Mid-flight.
And a cheeseburger. Yeah, and it just drops onto a plate.
Great.
With like a side of
I saw
like
a bird die the other day, though. It was disturbing.
I saw a bird...
Crash land
like
die?
Like half dead. Like in
on the
street.
Ground?
With like one...
Crow?
One wing. No, was it was a pigeon. And it had like one wing.
Was it shaking?
Up, and it was just like kind of flapping the one wing. But
when
it
was
clearly
this?
It had been hit by a car. When? It was, you know, over the weekend. You know.
But it was Saturday?
Why? You think you might have killed it?
No, I saw a bird die on Saturday. I was actually walking right by City Hall. And this, I saw
it wasn't in that neighborhood.
I heard all these crows running around, flying around. And then I see one in a corner of my eye just like dive bombing in the ground. I thought, oh, it must be going after something. No, it's on the ground looking up, scared off its ass like it's dying. And I went, oh my God, it was disturbing.
Probably drunk. No?
John, that's an inappropriate joke. We're talking about our animal friends.
I once saw,
and it was just bizarre.
I once saw a dead vulture in the street, you know, where I grew up in rural Maryland. I'm talking about a bird.
OK Corral?
I'm talking
dead
about
a vulture?
Yeah, like a buzzard or like
you grew
one
up on
of those
a ranch or
scavengers
something?
With, you know, really wide wingspan.
Are you
this
a cowboy?
Bird, this bird was like 3 feet tall, lying in the middle of a country road. You know, I had obviously been hit by a car.
Did
or
you
an
shoot
airplane.
It with your slingshot, John?
No.
I'm just not getting. Why is
I just I biked by it and I stopped to look at it and it was crazy. It was
you weren't
like,
on a horse.
I wasn't on a horse. I was on a bicycle and it.
There's vultures in Maryland.
Yeah, they're just big birds that scavenge.
Okay, we don't have vultures here in California, so.
Sure, we do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, if you go mountain climbing in, you know, like in Glendale, you'll see when you get
a
to
vulture.
The top. A vulture being a term for any large gliding bird that eats dead animals.
Now you're being a hypocrite.
What? Isn't that what a vulture
no,
is?
No, a vulture is an actual species of bird.
It's a kind of bird. It's not a...
Specific. So there's a specific
aren't,
family.
Aren't
the
eagles
neck.
And hawks and buzzards all vultures?
No. Oh,
no?
You're thinking it's a class. It's not a class. It's a species.
It's all about class with you, isn't it?
It's all about class with you, I think.
Well, anyway, it was a big-ass dead bird, and it really made me appreciate dinosaurs. That's where I was going with the story.
Oh, sorry, I ruined it.
So let's go back to music. Corey Landis is up now. We
sorry,
have a CD.
Let's continue this fight
this
off air.
No, let's take it to the list. Let's take it to the email list. And if you're not a member of Kill Radio, I'm sure there's an email list that's equally annoying
news
that
group.
You can totally understand what we're talking about. This Corey Landis, myspace.com/Corey, Corey Landis, Landis, as well as CoreyLandis.com. I think you'll enjoy this. I'm going to play a couple tracks from the self-titled album. And this is Corey Landis. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Good music day.
The city will kick you, make you decide who you wanna be and who you are. They get a big kick, gotta lay it on thick till you can hardly see your way through the song. Oh, I'm so right. Oh, I'm so wrong. The conversation turns, I smell the rubber burn as we swerve back through the dark lane of the past. You're like the mayor here, here, have another beer. It's the least I can do for making sure history lasts.
so right. Soft spotted skull, your desk chair shaped ass. Living in an arrested development with a true car garage where the weeds all kill themselves after washing your car. Whether to hide or to go down swinging, but I'd like it if you came along. You're stuck in the mud chewing your cud, and I'm out here singing, but I can't remember the words to the song. Jumping you now, Shereen.
toss it to the weather, and the red light blinks off your smile. Like it or not, for shitting or for getting off the pot. 'Cause nothing is scarier than a virgin septuagenarian, and you might as well get some use out of the lingerie you bought. Just lay there and look at the ceiling as you try to. Goodbye, Virgin Mary. Hello, Magdalene. Who's dry-humping you now, Shireen? Who's dry-humping you now, Shireen?
You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. That was Corey Landis. We listened to two tracks there, Shireen, preceded by So Right, So Wrong. So check it out, myspace.com/CoreyLandis and CoreyLandis.com. How's it going, Mark?
Great. So an unnamed band, I think I told them, they asked me how they can get on the show, and I said, go to our MySpace page, check it out. And so then they emailed me back wanting links and stuff. So let's just, why don't we clarify, you know, how it is that you submit to the show.
Oh, that's good. I don't think we've been doing that lately.
We haven't talked about that. I mean, you can go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/hear, H-E-A-R, underscore, underline, H-E-A-R-E.
MySpace. H-E-R-E.
What did I say?
H-E-A-R-E.
Oh, yeah. Go there,
that
too.
That would be Hear Hiari.
Harari. If you go to there, you'll see our MySpace page info, and you'll see the information on how to submit.
Yeah, that's got everything. It's got the address, how to send, where to send a CD to, and whose attention, mm-hmm. and how to send an MP3. But we can tear through it real quick. If you want to send us a CD, which I love, we'll put you in the Kill Radio library afterwards for the other DJs to check it out.
Yep.
Just mail it to Kill Radio, Attention, Here Here, or Mark and John, or just John, whichever. Just make sure it's J-O-N. If I see a J-O-H-N there, it goes right into the furnace. I'm kidding.
Furnace.
3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. Again, that's 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Room 201, LA, 90004. And then if you want to send MP3s,
yep,
go ahead, Mark.
Sending MP3 is really easy. I like to use this website called usendit.com. That's YOUSENDIT.com. You can upload your MP3s that way. Use my email address as the recipient, which is Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. And
don't use yosendshit.com, because that's a totally different website.
Has I've gotten stuff from them, too.
From yosendshit?
Yo. Yosendshit, bitch. Anyway, John.
What?
Only I find that cute. I mean, you must realize I'm the only one who thinks that's adorable. I think no one else does.
I just, I got a microphone.
First of all, they don't
soda.
Know what you were doing. Why don't you clarify that? Especially when you have this fantasy life about doing a show on an internet radio station with a gay guy. I mean, what's going on here? What was that sound?
Just drinking my soda.
Soda.
Close to the...
Who says soda, Maryland?
What is it? But you don't say pop, do you?
Hell no.
What, do I have to identify the
we're very,
particular
we're
kind
very
of
brand
soda?
Conscious here. We would say, I'm
I was
drinking
just
a Diet 7-Up.
Drinking my Diet 7-Up.
Diet 7-Up. Speaking of working
my
with...
My Diet Crack-Up. I love this stuff.
Diet 7-Up. Speaking of working with a gay DJ, John, about to get married to a fiance who's originally who actually lives in Canada, doesn't even really exist. I've never met Shannon. Shannon, is that her name? Shannon? I've never met her before, John.
Yeah, Shannon. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so you send the tracks, you upload to yousendit.com. Use my email address as the recipient, Mark, M-E-R-C, at killradio.org. And then that way your sent box isn't getting filled up with MP3s and my inbox isn't getting filled up with MP3s. We use the YouSendIt website as an intermediary. And please include the information like the name of the track, your band name, pronunciation if necessary, any sort of MySpace page or website address. And also an email address so that we can contact you. And I think that's everything.
Also, don't forget to include what the most realistic Jelly Belly flavor is.
Realistic?
In your opinion.
Oh, like that actually tastes the realest?
I had Juicy Pear the other day.
Was it like that?
I guess that's like an Easter thing, is eating jelly beans. And
it was Jelly Belly,
like
though,
juicy
right?
Juicy Pear.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty
popcorn
damn impressed.
Popcorn comes to mind.
Wasn't
butter
even
popcorn?
Sweet. It tasted
really?
Like a piece of fruit.
That's weird.
It was insane. And you know that there was some guy, a bunch of guys in like white lab coats with these little droppers and this like,
it was probably
vaporizers and stuff. And they're trying to come up with a Juicy Pear flavor and they nail it. And then they high five and they all go out for Miller Lite.
Man, your fantasy life is awesome.
It's
predictable, but awesome.
Complicated.
It's fun to watch it happen, but it is predictable.
And they're like, we can do it. Juicy Pear.
No, we did it.
Yeah. Great job, Bob. No, it was the team. Juicy
Pear.
Yeah,
there's no I in team.
That's another good name for a band.
There
too.
Is an I in Juicy Pear.
Juicy Pear.
Juicy Pear. That is a funny name for a band.
That's got to be the name of today's episode.
We're going
episode.
To music now.
Well, what do you got?
I'm cutting you off.
Please, come
this me is
off.
A This is a band called, or an artist by the name of Noni Zero, out of England. This song called Square Wheels. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
Hear, hear. What was that? That was more than one artist, wasn't
it? Yeah, that was two different artists. That second artist was a group by the name of The Electric Mainline. They're out of London, UK. MySpace.com/The Electric Mainline. That track was called All Too Much. And then before that, Noni Zero, again out of England, possibly even London. We'll never know, perhaps. That was a song called Square Wheels. MySpace.com/Noni Zero. So thank you, UK. Kicked their ass just then.
Yeah.
Which is really easy to do today.
Because we're just burnt out, man.
Dude.
We're working too hard at this volunteer job.
It's not even volunteer when you have to pay. I don't think it's, when you have to pay to be here. You know, we pay dues to be part of Kill Radio because Kill Radio is nonprofit, non-commercial, anti-corporate internet radio. So in order to have this opportunity to just do whatever we want, we pay to be here. So I don't want to call us volunteers. Do volunteers pay? I guess they do.
Can we call ourselves freedom fighters?
Yes.
What about mercenaries?
What kind of mercenaries? Mercenaries for peace?
Yeah.
Mercenaries against...
How about corporate saboteurs?
Well, that has a really negative, like, kind of terrorism ring to it.
What, like, Kill Radio?
Yes. Yes. So we just might want to be careful.
Well, you're listening to ScorchTheEarthRadio.org. My next band, let's go back to music. This is an artist from Los Angeles, a local by the name of Julia Free. I'm going to play a couple tracks from her album, Strange Case of Euphoria. It's a nice name for an album.
Appropriate.
Check out JuliaFree.com. That's F-R-E-E. And this is what she sounds like. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
Go happily ever after, happily ever after. You've been feeling down some too, you gotta go somewhere else tonight. There's just nothing go happily ever after, happily ever after, happily ever after. Life, it's seeming the same.
Hear, hear. That was Julia Free. Check out juliafree.com if you want to hear more of her album, Strange Case of Euphoria. Go there.
Go there.
You're listening to Hear, Hear on killradio.org.
Seriously.
All right, dog, check it out. You know what I like? You know what I like about you?
What do you like?
You're on American Idol. Paula, what do you think?
Awesome sound. I'm so happy. Where's my drink? I fucking put it here somewhere. Oh, it's in my hand. Oh, my God. My hand is numb right now. Why you don't shoot me again. I think that was only amusing for us, which is, thank God it was amusing for us, because there's so many things I do here that is only amusing to you,
but
I do it to placate you and keep you happy.
I irritate Shannon so much, because she likes to watch American Idol, because I guess
mom likes to watch American Idol.
American Idol is kind of like what the news is for me, as far as I can tell, and so she gets kind of into it. She wants to know what happens, and she wants to, you know, see who's going to, I guess, be the best at singing a song you wouldn't otherwise want to see unless it was, you know, except that it's a contest.
Right.
And I really irritate the hell out of her because every time, what's his name? Randy opens his mouth, almost, I would say like 9 times out of 10, the first thing he says is, "All right, dog, check it out. Check it out, dog. Dog, check it out. Check, check, it, out, out, dog, dog." Like, it's always some variation on that. And then I'll say something like, "You know what? That wasn't actually bad." Like, there's never any real content to what he has to say.
Right.
He's worse than Paula, who at the very least can argue public drunkenness.
Right.
And here I am on anti-corporate internet radio bitching about American Idol. This is what I've become.
That shows how you're wrong, yeah. So the artist I'm about to play is calling me right now. Should I answer it?
No, just play their music and then answer it.
Okay.
They're probably calling to tell you, don't play track 4.
Oh, well. This is an artist called Blackbird. Song that I like called Cocaine Alcohol.
No, not he's that from, one.
He's from Los Angeles. You actually know him. I won't tell you his real name on the air because maybe he wants to keep that private.
All right.
But his MySpace page is myspace.com/blackbird1. Let's go to this. Cocaine Alcohol. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That was a band called Leather Mouse. We've played them before. They're out of Las Vegas.
Yeah, dog.
The interesting thing about this, Ivan said, this is a project they're doing where they're doing a song a week. And I can't remember what week this is for because, you know, we're more into the year. But they've been doing one song a week each week. And they've submitted one other one before. And this one was called Pretty. And, you know, if you got more to submit, we'd love to play it. I'm sure there's got to be at least 20, probably 37 more songs that we haven't heard yet, right?
Yeah. I remember it reminds me of...
We could just make the show about them.
Well, we had... it's funny because it came up earlier today, but we have... really early in the show, like last year, I played some tracks by Ryan Raddatz, and he did a song a day project for a month.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It was 30 tracks or something like that.
Yeah.
And so his musician friend, Nick from Death to Anders, mm-hmm. who is in a side project with his friend Tyler, they do this thing called Slow Demise, and they were like, wow, that's a really good idea, song a day. We're going to do a song a day for a year. And they did it for like... I think it was about 150 songs, like several months.
I was
like
going to say, that's a lot of work.
And then I guess they got burnt out. That's like, that's hardcore.
Well, what's kind of cool about that is when you think you got nothing left creatively, it forces you to make something happen, and you might go into a whole new area. But Leather Mouse is, again, they're out of Las Vegas, Nevada, and their MySpace page is myspace.com/leathermouse1. And then again, before that, we heard an artist by the name of Blackbird, a song called Cocaine Alcohol. He's out of Los Angeles. We actually both know him, and I want to get him to perform at one of our events.
That would be lovely.
Yeah, probably could even be very convenient.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Awkward. So let's go to another band. This comes to us from our good friends at Gorgeous PR, who have been such wonderful supporters of Hear Hear and Kill Radio. This is a band.
I think we've assimilated some of them into the Kill Radio Borg, basically.
We have, not unlike the Borg. Yeah.
That's what I said.
Did you say the Kill Radio
Borg?
I
said Kill Radio Borg, yeah. Thanks for listening.
That's hilarious. No, I heard Kill Radio Org.
.org? Oh, yeah. No, I said the Kill Radio Borg.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of not that, this is The Appearance. This is the name of the band. You can check them out by going to myspace.com/TheAppearance. Or www.theappearancemusic.com. That must be interesting on a marquee at a big venue, you know. The Appearance, like a movie.
Yeah.
Or, hey, Bob, who are you going to see? The Appearance of who? You know?
That would be a trip.
That'd be insane.
Dude, especially if it was like April 20th at like, I don't know, 20 after 4 in the afternoon or something, and I saw that. That would be awesome.
Fan-tranny-tastic.
And I'm eating pie.
This is The Appearance. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That's all I have to say.
These are one, two, I have no friends. I
Hear, hear. Hear.
Jinx.
Talk, John.
No, you talk.
John.
Are we live? Is this thing on?
I hate that stuff that's from,
is anybody
like,
out there?
It's like from Lucille Ball stuff. I mean, that joke about, oh, sorry. Oops. It's like, yeah, we've done that joke. Thank you.
I hate it when people make mistakes.
Do you?
Completely. When they say sorry, I hate that shit. I cannot tolerate.
No, this is what I hate.
Flaws in
this
people.
Happened last night. I won't say who
if
did it to me.
If you have a flaw, you better stay
this
away.
Is what, this is what happened last night. Someone made a comment on me. It was jokingly as if it was a dig at me.
Uh-huh.
And then they look at me and go, just kidding.
I want to go,
no, no fucking duh, you were just kidding. Because if you were serious,
I would have punched you in the jugular.
No, I'm not violent like that. Not like that.
How are you violent?
Well, it's all under the table.
I find that when people say just kidding, that's their own them insecurity. Actually saying I meant that. Like, they say that as kind of like a disclaimer to be able to say something that they mean but get away with it. Like, I'm a limited liability asshole. So they'll say something totally rude, like, you have a really bad haircut. Just kidding. It's sort of like a compulsive thing.
You know what it is we live in a dishonest culture. It's why people sometimes will say, well, honestly, da-da-da-da-da, and I always say, it's too late for honesty.
See, so instead
of what you were saying before that, exactly. Since you didn't preface it with honestly, means it was a lie, right? It's because we can't speak honestly to each other because we're afraid we're going to hurt someone's feelings or bullshit like that.
Just kidding.
Really?
Honestly, just kidding, and it...
Even actually is the same thing. So it was everything else before that was inactual?
See, I do the opposite, which is I'll say something really sincere, and then I'll stop, and then I'll go, you know, I really meant that.
Well, in this day and age, you have
to... Hey, that's a really nice shirt you're wearing. Seriously.
That's even meaner.
Just kidding. All right, we were just listening to The Appearance. MySpace.com/The Appearance, as well as... TheAppearanceMusic.com. Thank you once again, the good folks at Gorgeous PR, for plying us with all kinds of lovely tunes. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. Kill Radio's only all submission show. And I guess now we're also, an event sponsor or event producer?
Yep.
Once a month at the awesome Lost Souls Cafe downtown, third Sunday of every month. Little mini benefits for killradio.org featuring artists, local artists and others.
And great location.
Who have submitted to the show and been played on this very show that you're listening to right now.
Yep. You really are.
Just kidding.
Stupid.
No, seriously though. I meant that.
All right, we're going to go to music.
Good call.
This is an artist by the name of Temple. We're going to hear two tracks. She's based here in Los Angeles. We got to meet her through a mutual friend DJ here at killradio.org. So we're meeting all the cool people because we only know cool people here at killradio.org. And if you'd like to know cool people too, you can become a DJ here at killradio.org. And if you're interested in finding out what it means to become a DJ at killradio.org, you can just email John or myself. It's Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org, or John, J-O-N, at killradio.org.
I hate mutual friends.
Really?
Actually, mutual is the word I use.
Seriously?
Is the word I use for
honestly?
Other people's. Oh, it's a mutual others. Friend. What I really mean is, that's somebody else's friend, and I know them.
Oh, well, thank you so much for honesty, because I don't mean it that way.
No, really, I meant that.
Okay, great.
Just kidding.
Well, Temple's someone we met through Starsky, so we got two good tracks here. These are ones she gave me the whole CD, so I just picked my two favorites. We're going to start off with Let's Go, and then this track after that is a track called Falling. You're listening to Temple on Hear Hear, killradio.org.
Palpitate. pretend. Let's go by what we feel. Let's go by what we feel.
Here. Monday. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday.
Pacific time. Specifically Pacific time.
Yes.
Where we pacify you with our music. Once again, that was Temple. Song called Falling. And then before that, we heard Let's Go. She's based here in Los Angeles. MySpace.com/SharonTemple. That's Sharon as in Stacy. Not as in sharing, as in pass around. Sharon Temple. MySpace.com/SharonTemple. John.
Oh.
Because it sounds like I'm saying sharing almost.
Sharing.
We're not sharing the temple.
You completely lost me. I get it now.
Good.
And I really mean that.
Good. You know what we haven't talked about? We haven't talked about how we podcast this show. I don't think we've done that yet.
Podcast the show?
Not how. We haven't talked
about podcast the show?
It's available that way.
Because you don't want to know how
well
we do it.
Available.
See, first I open up Notepad, right? Then I go and I find the address of where we've uploaded the show.
Seriously.
Then there's a bunch of codes that have to do with how long the show is.
Right.
The size of the show.
Great. So we podcast the show and it's available through the iTunes Music Store.
Who's involved?
Now, how come we can't link to that podcast specifically? It's like this weird kind of convoluted process.
I
have a link, but it's like 3,000 letters and numbers and
right.
Says
but
Phobos
you just hyperlink
it.
That to. The
I know,
word
but
podcast.
I can't just say iTunes/here.
No, yeah, that's
what I mean.
Yeah,
so finding it
for you,
finding it. I mean, we have the link. It's on our MySpace page.
Yeah.
Which is myspace.com/here.
Or you could also just go to iTunes, click on podcasts, and then in the search engine put killradio.org or here on killradio.org.
A lot of things come up when you do that.
No, when you put in killradio.org, not a lot of things come up.
Really?
Yeah.
When you do here, a lot of things come up.
Yeah, yeah.
I find it by...
The show is actually called here on killradio.org. That's how it's listed in iTunes. So if you put that in, you should only get our
show.
Now
is here in quotes?
No.
Okay, so here on killradio.org?
Yeah.
Okay. Because when I put here, I'm going through all the ones that I'm weeding out by looking at the ones that are marked explicit, knowing that we're one of those. And so I find it that way.
Fuck yeah, motherfucker.
Fuck yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah.
It is motherfucker, isn't it?
What?
Yes, it is. It is.
So just click on the link and that'll take you there, or you can do search for here on coverdata.org.
Yep.
And it's cool, you can subscribe, so if you don't happen to be around a computer from 2 p.m to 4 p.m on every Monday, you can still have the show right there in your iPod and listen to it in the car. And
it's a TiVoization of content.
You know, look out, there's the yellow light, it's about to turn red. Okay,
but
you made
God,
it
what a
Never
great
mind.
Song
Cool. So I think we might actually finish today on time for the first time.
No,
because
we have
ever.
4 minutes and I have a song to play. That's over.
Oh, you still
have
another song to play?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're going over then.
All right.
Let's go to music. This is a band
John
called. All right, check it out, dog. This is a band called Unruly Coolie. It's Unruly Coolie. You can check out their myspace.com/UNRULEYCOOLEY. That's myspace.com/unrulycoolie, as well as unrulycoolie.com. They have an EP here. It's called Climax Presents Unruly Coolie, My Way This Time. Here's a couple of tracks from that EP. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
Meow.
I thought we were done with the meow.
No.
Sip on this Heineken. What up, Cheryl? Doing what you do. Do it your way. We got Marshall up in the house. And we're doing it real big, real major. So, yo, I like that, baby. Go ahead and sing that. Yeah.
Riding in my car. Taking the wind in. Miss Independent. Sure feels fine. Counting the cash flow. No matter what they say, people trying to bring me down. They don't want me around, but I'm strong and confident, and I'm not gonna quit. My way, this time is my way.
if you ain't got what it takes, you can always grab and shake. I ain't trying to hate, but this time I'm doing things my way. People trying to bring me down, they don't want me around, but I'm strong.
Take me back to Cuba on a hot Miami night, we're sipping Cuervo underneath the moonlight. Feel the music on a hot Miami night. Ride the rhythm, ride the rhythm. Ride the rhythm, ride the rhythm. Ride the rhythm, ride the rhythm. Super guy, super guy.
Here.
KellRadio.org.
Yep.
We're just listening to Unruly Cooley. So check out myspace.com/UNRULEYCOOLEY, Unruly Cooley, as well as unrulycooley.com. And thanks again, Mr. Dussault from Creativity and Music, for sending us so much stuff for us to play.
Yeah.
We would have no content were it not for the people who send us music.
Yeah. And now also,
the show would be all this.
And barely even that, because after a while we're like, ah, forget it. What are we doing?
But well, see you next week.
No, but you know what's been happening a lot lately is not only are bands sending us music, but independent labels and PR firms are as well. Which brings me to Gorgeous PR, which sent us this track from the Truckee Brothers. They're based in San Diego, and not only did they send us track, but also they've done some PSAs regarding the state of internet radio right now. So let's go to that right now. A song called Mayday by the Truckee Brothers are in San Diego. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Truckee Brothers, and that's Truck, two E's, T-R-U-C-K-E-E, Brothers. And this is, let's go to it now. Here, killradio.org.
This is Truckee Brothers. Internet radio has been a way for us to get our music to you. Internet radio gives us a chance to be heard.
Yay!
A recent decision by the Copyright Royalty Board is threatening to silence independent artists like us and significantly limit what you get to hear. But all change starts with people like us.
Me?
Call, or yes, you, Katie. Call or write your congressman today. Let them know. Let them know that you don't want internet radio silence.
Where's my pen?
You can also visit SaveNetRadio.org.
Oh, I could go on the internet?
Yeah.
Absolutely. For more information on how to help, you may never know how important internet radio is until you can't hear it any longer.
Say what?
Silence.
Thank you, Truckee Brothers,
for that very important message
about really our future here as an internet radio station, as well as sending that track to us, Mayday. And again, they're based out of San Diego. MySpace.com/Truckee Brothers, TRUCKEEBROTHERS.
And I think we're going to have them on the show at some point.
Yeah,
in the not too distant future, because they actually threatened Jim's life.
Well, that's good.
Did you see that email?
Yep.
It's pretty funny.
That's good.
Yeah.
Jim
it's
looks
nice
like
to know
he,
that people
he,
are willing Jim to kill people to get on this show. I think that's awesome.
Well, also, Jim seems
I'd like to see more of that.
Jim seems like the type of guy who's never been threatened before, so it might be good for him to be threatened a little bit. He just has a nice,
we're
happy
toughen him
quality.
Up a little bit. Yeah.
Just seems very happy, open.
When he gets here for his tech training, let's threaten him.
Okay.
Let's be very threatening.
I'll bring a pocket knife.
Next week on a very special Here.
I'm going to cut you, Jim.
More of the same.
More of the same.
More music. From the mailman and beyond.
So let's thank all the bands.
Show, yeah? Ooh, my favorite part. Oh, drop my pen.
That's your favorite part. Oh, wait, no, that's my favorite part when you drop the pen, John.
Thank you, Truckee Brothers, Unruly Cooley, Temple, Leathermouse, Blackbird, Julia Free, The Electric Mainline, Noni Zero, Corey Landis, Shake Speak, Thailand, Isha. Is that right?
Isha. Thank you. Got a space for a
and
moment.
And Christy Martell. Thank you all for submitting your music to killradio.org and allowing us to play it on here on killradio.org. Any questions about our show, you can direct them to myspace.com/HEAR_HERE. Check back later today or tomorrow. This show is archived. There'll be a link to it on that MySpace page, and it will also be podcast on iTunes.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. And speaking of threatening someone, hey, Jim, did you hear us threatening you? No?
No, we're in the car.
I was just talking about threatening you.
We were talking about how the
Truckee Brothers were threatening you.
Oh, yeah.
We're willing to,
and then
to
I
put
said,
you to death.
Yeah, and I said, you look like someone who needs to be threatened more often. You have such a nice attitude. That
so we're gonna
threaten you next week.
We're going to haze some newbies here on killradio.org. Let's throw an archive of, oh, no. Are there like 50 chill rooms in the Windamp?
Should I just...
That's cool. We'll just put whatever's in there and then I'll fill it up with some other stuff. That's it.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Bye, Lost Souls. Thanks for listening.